Oh, groovy, baby.
Come with me if you want to live.
Man, I can't believe it's been a week already. We're
My
back.
My God, time flies when you're having fun.
Time flies when you're thinking about the indie circuit.
Time flies when you're doing 80 podcasts.
In 1 hour. Anyway, yes. Hi, welcome. We're back again at week number something or another. My name is Mal. With me, as always,
Dr. Morbius.
And this is show 121 for those of you keeping track at home.
Yeah.
Yes, let's put it into the books here. Hold on. Okay, there we go. We clicked another one off the books. So, yes. Indignant Kung Fu Girl.
Yes, Indignant Kung Fu Girl.
That's my
favorite. We're playing that band, Indignant
favorite.
Kung Fu Girl.
That should be a band. That would be my favorite
band.
Yeah. Indignant Kung Fu Girl.
Yeah, why not? Anybody out there?
Hello? Wait.
Come on. Is there anybody out there?
Is there anybody out there?
Yeah.
Wow. What a powerful movie.
Yeah. Did you like that movie, The Wall? The Bob Geldof one?
Yes. I saw it when I was a very...
Impressionable
teen. Okay, and I was kind of still young. I wasn't when I was super cool. I'm too cool for this teen. And I thought it was a very powerful message, even though it was a lot of weirdness and a lot of that kind of stuff. The overall tone and message was like, whoa, pretty brutal.
Yeah.
Pretty, you know, have a couple of beers and watch that, and you're like, "Wow, I'm sad now. I want to watch something funny." Like, you know,
I hear the making of that record was pretty brutal, according to the producer of the record. So he not a big fan of old Roger. You know,
well, you know
but,
what?
It was still a great record, though.
It's one of those things where I think to get out of that record what they needed to, that emotions were probably all over the place because you can feel it in the music. That meant something to those guys. You listen to the earlier stuff, Piper at the Gates of Dawn and Umaguma and all that kind of stuff. It's great music. It's a lot of drugs. It's a lot of experimental stuff. The Wall's kind of a tone they're giving a message.
It's more Roger Waters' inner psyche.
I'm fairly certain he's not the most fun fellow to be hanging around.
He might have been changed. He might have changed in the years, but at that point, he took over the band basically, and they didn't last much longer after.
Yeah, that's sad.
But they went out. They did one more record, but The Wall was definitely like their last greatest.
To be honest, I like Roger Waters' music.
As the four guys, they of course did more records on there.
And I like Roger Waters' music.
Yeah, I do too.
Pros and Cons of Hitchhiking, classic, great album.
Amused to Death.
Yeah,
it's a great record.
So it just happens all the time.
Radio Chaos, I think, was another.
Yeah,
one.
Yeah, that one hit big when I was in college. That was a really big that kind of hit and was that was the one where they were where the backtrack was those ladies saying the F word and they were playing it on record because F all that and
F all that
the way they sang it. No one caught it, and it was on radios everywhere.
There's a video of it on YouTube, and they're going like, and you're like...
And you're like, what? That was on every radio station, you know? So it's kind of like, take one over on them.
Yeah.
I think, you know, and again, we had this discussion about the Dead Kennedys. I said, you know, basically, I'm fairly certain I couldn't last 1 minute listening to Jello Biafra spout off his theories of conspiracy. But that doesn't mean I don't like the music. I mean, I don't have to like someone to like the music. Sometimes it's just a good artist and leave the other stuff out, you know.
Yeah.
It's tough, though.
Yeah, well, I don't know. It is what it is. It's of its time.
Exactly. That's the other thing. Because even that's something I know you're not a big fan of Henry Rollins, but he often talks about it. He said, that was of an 80s, that was a Reagan era thing. He even said, he doesn't have a whole lot of new tattoos. He's like, my tattoos, I'm an old man.
Sure,
those are old. Those are Reagan era tattoos. That's what was going on, you know. And he's not oblivious to the reality of things, you know.
I'm wondering if he's just on meds now too. You know.
Yeah. Who knows?
Who knows? But age does. I don't know. I find that age doesn't necessarily mellow you out. But I could be wrong. Maybe I'm just talking about personal experience.
The funny things to me, I never realized this because when you're a kid, you're like, look at those old people. They're just whatever. They're just old people. No matter what age you are, you still think you're the same person, but you're not. I mean, you're still you. I don't mean that.
Yeah.
But I mean, you don't wake up going, "Oh, I'm an old man." even if you are. You're still wake up going, I'm me. I have my goals. I have my stuff. I'm still doing things in life.
Yeah, but the wisdom should impart you more serenity.
You're asking quite a bit out of wisdom. But I know what you're saying. Yeah. It's just one of those things where you're kind of like, you stare in the mirror and the hair is a little bit grayer and the lines are a little bit, and you know,
it's falling, everything's falling out.
And butt's a little bit wider, you know. Yeah. Sit back and watch your butt grow, you know.
I'm getting depressed now.
Oh, that's sad.
Can we play some happy music?
I think we're in Petty Buka, maybe, or maybe not. We'll see.
Tom Petty Buka, or yes. I don't know something.
Sure, why not?
It's alive. Thank you. Hey, want to hear the most annoying sound in the world?
Mockingbird, don't everybody have you heard?
Have you heard?
She's gonna buy me a mockingbird. And if that mockingbird don't sing, she's gonna buy me a diamond ring. And if that diamond ring don't shine.
That was, of course, 8-Bit Weapon. I played Chiptune Attack 2600 AD. Bonus level, easy for you to say. And Robot Kindergarten.
All right.
Yeah, all right. Well, expensive week for me. Yikes.
Guitars.
Yeah, I bought a guitar I had no business buying, but...
Yeah.
I'm not very good at guitar, but I love it. I love playing it, and I kind of have nicer stuff than someone of my level should, gear wise, but I don't care.
Does a good guitar make you play better?
No, it ma-
does
well
it make it sound
it
better?
Makes it easier. It's easier,
makes it easier.
Like it's easier to play and to some degree. I mean, it's all in your head. I mean, a nice guitar is always going to be a nice guitar. That's the one thing about it. Like, I don't mind investing in good equipment. I always care for my stuff. I don't mind playing the junkier stuff either, though. I have plenty of $300 to $500 guitars. Then I have one or two that are really expensive, and then I have one that's stupid expensive that I didn't pay near what it costs. But so I don't know. It's just one of those things where this one here, it's a Paul Reed Smith. It's an American made Paul Reed Smith. It's called a Starla, and I've been drooling over this thing for like a year and a half now. You know, and it's like. Shouldn't I? No, it's too expensive. I shouldn't buy that. But, you know, like online, it's like $1,300. And you're like, oh my God, that's so much money. And then there was like a Memorial Day sale. And then there was like no shipping, no tax, because it's buying online. And I'm like, okay, that gets it down to like a grand. And, and I'm like, okay, I just did it. So, I mean, I'm not using credit cards or anything dumb like that. I mean, I'm using
PayPal
cash. I'm using money I have saved up. So it's not, and this is like my money I've been saving. So it's not like I would never go into debt for this kind of crap, which is kind of eases the pain a little bit of buying something that expensive. You know, I don't know.
So is the hot rod dream over?
No. I mean, I put into that fund quite a bit, okay. You know, but I kind of think the reality of it is the hot rod, I'm saving and saving, and saving for the hot rod, but I'm actually kind of leaning more towards like a modern hot rod. Like getting a new Camaro,
a Dodge Challenger, with a giant motor, get
like their fastest model, 6-speed transmission, fast muscle car. You know, in which case I'm gonna have to do some sort of a loan, a car loan. So I'll just wait till one of the cars is paid off, and then once we have no car payment, whatever I have saved up in like 3 years, because that's what's left. So I have a couple of years. I'll just keep squirreling away, and then show up with 14. Of the 24, whatever it's going to cost for one of those, you know. I probably wouldn't get a new one anyway, but a newer one.
So you'd be like a $14,000, $15,000 car.
Of a $24,000 car. So I'd have a very small loan for 2 years and just buy a newer one, because I'm going to immediately take it and make the engine faster anyway, even if it's a new one.
Okay.
Which will void all warranties, so you buy an old... Like, I'd probably... Let's say it's the 2018. I would get a Camaro that's like a 2014... because there's no more warranties left, and then I'll tear the motor out and put a supercharger on top of the new big motor and make it stupider and bigger and faster. All
right. Sounds good.
Yeah, wrap myself around a pole faster. So anyway, I'm excited about the purchase, but every time I do something like this, I still go, oh, my chest hurts a little bit about the spending money on a guitar, you know. So
if you got a new hot rod, would you get rid of one of the cars?
Mm-mm.
You're gonna have a lot of cars in your park.
No. That truck I drive is my mom's.
She's gonna get it back when she gets there.
Yeah, she's just. I'm just driving it while she's in Alaska.
Oh, so she's she'll that's drive
her,
it when she comes
yeah,
back.
Yeah, that's her car. Okay. Like, that's not like my car. I had that little black pickup that I sold to Murderstang, and then so like when my mom's in Alaska with my sister, I drive her truck, which was my dad's truck, and then when she's here, I just have my little S2000, my little Roadster.
Okay.
I don't have that many cars floating around. Murderstang has a lot of cars. Oh, that dude has, I think, like 58,000 cars. 700,000 cars. Yeah.
Are they Matchbox or
hot No, they're rods? Actually real cars.
Okay.
That's the weird part. He's actually a hot rod builder, so he actually has a lot of cars. I talk about being like loving hot rods. Not one hot rod. I just have my little S2000, which is not a hot rod. It's just fast as heck. Hey, welcome to the indie car money spending circuit.
I think it's music time, maybe.
I think you're right. It is music time. Here's some music for time. A time.
Yep.
What's the matter? What you crying for?
Daddy's gonna kill Ralphie!
I know I got that. have clearance, Clarence.
Roger, roger. What's our vector, Victor?
Howard radio clearance, over.
That's clearance, over. Over.
Roger.
Huh?
Baron Domini!
We'll be right back.
That's it, man. Game over, man. It's game over.
God, it feels like we've been gone so long. It was only two musical breaks. Don't worry about it.
That's right. You love the music anyway.
You sure do.
You know who you are.
You know who you love, because that was Lulu's Marble off of their last CD ever, Love Rock. Oh, that's sad. It hurts my heart just to even say that. Then I followed up with some Red Morris. No, Red Morris is the CD. Lady Rose is the name of the band, and I played Black Eyes, Mystery, and My Sees Echoes.
All right.
Say that a couple times.
All right.
You can't, you won't. Great band, great guitarist, prog guitar rock, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Hey, that reminds me, there's another, we do another show for Radio St. Pete. If you haven't listened already, go check it out. It's on Sunday nights at midnight, Saturday nights at midnight.
Saturday night.
I'm hoping that we get into the archive segment with it.
Yes, we'd like to.
And that is the Kung Fu Theater.
That's right.
Where we talk about various wacky kung fu movies.
Yes, that's right. The wackier the better is what I say.
I'm more of a traditionalist. Dr. Morbius tends to err to the shenanigans
side.
I'm a
little bit country and you're a little bit rock and roll, right?
Or vice versa. Opposite. I think it would be vice versa in this
thing.
I'm the stodgy, uptight, no, we got a big kung fu.
I'm like, rock and roll.
And I'd be like,
But you're going to throw a curve this week, I think. You're going to play not the same stodgy.
We'll see. There's a lot of fun stuff out there, you know, and I'm not above that.
There's millions of kung fu movies.
There's a billion.
As many stars, there's kung fu movies in the universe.
Every time you look up and see the twinkling of a star, that's another kung fu movie
being born. I always wonder if in 1974 in Hong Kong, if you're walking through the streets, every corner you went to, they were filming a kung fu movie.
Yes. And they were booked. I think they were actually booked, like 11 to 12 was one, and then 12
that
to 1
to
was the next production, you know, and then just, wow.
No doubt.
Anyway,
Kung Fu
there's
theater.
Zero doubt. That is 100% fact.
This week, Kung Fu Girls, and then... Which, of course, you love so much.
That was one of my favorite not movies ever. And also, we also know other things about other stuff.
Yeah, we do.
Know about losing my voice. If you go to bunchofdorks.com, there's three podcasts on there.
Three.
Count them, three. If you're sitting in your cubicle going, man, is there a way to drown out people talking or like my boss yelling about junk?
Or avoid work.
Avoid work. Then go to bunchofdorks.com. It's your one-stop shop for all pop culture.
Yes.
Top one, Slow Robot A Go-Go. Boom.
B-movies.
B-movies nonstop. As far as the eyes can see.
Yeah.
B-movie goodness. We're up to show 220, 215, something like that?
Yeah, this week's was Gas Pump Girls and Planet of Dinosaurs.
So if those are movies you say, hey, those movies, go to there.
Go there and you will not be disappointed.
You will never. And I think there's a middle one. What's the middle button about?
Two Dimension Comic Book Podcast where we as in I and Don and Rook and Dallas talk about all sorts of comic books and comic book related things.
It's a comic book podcast with no direction.
Because then we could just stop and talk. We can stop talking about comic books and talk about ice cream.
Because I was trying to save up for a brand new compass for them to give them some direction.
No.
But then it got lost in the mail, and I can't afford that kind of money. I just bought a guitar.
No direction. You bought like a $10,000 guitar. What's going on?
Yeah, $100 million guitar.
You bought the second Les Paul.
No,
how'd you do that?
No,
third, I think. The third.
It was the third, yeah.
Because
the second one got El Kabonged in Hateful Eight. No, and then there's a third button. There's three. The third button in the bottom is kind of like this show, but with a little bit more cursy and angry.
Yeah.
It's also on hiatus because after my computer got hacked, I was like, you know what? I'm done. And I quit. I'm a big jerky quitter.
That would be what?
The Bunch of Dorks.
Oh, okay.
The flagship, the original, 10 years old. For our 10-year anniversary, I said, nose with a rubber hose.
For your 10-year anniversary, you quit.
I threw the mic on the ground and said, bye, jerks.
You dropped the mic.
Yes. Sad, huh?
Yeah, it is sad.
It is sad. But here's some music to help you recover from all that info. All that knowledge we just dropped.
Boom.
Wow. holy promos, Batman.
I love the smell of napalm in the morning.
we got here? The coffin lids. And they're gonna teach you how to do the creepy crawl.
Do the creepy crawl. Do the creepy crawl. It's not hard at all. Do the creepy crawl. Come on. Do the creepy crawl. That screaming skull. Come on, do the creepy crawl.
Only exists in sports. The moment where the good guys take on the bad guys. The moment that if this was a speech in a movie, this would be shown up on the Humongatron to get the home team fans fired up. Huh? Right? Us versus them.
Yeah.
Huh? We're the bad guys and they're the good guys. And I'll be damned if we're gonna let the good guys win.
Yeah, we're actually the good guys and they're the bad guys. So.
Right. Let's start that again, guys. Huh? Hey, guys.
Tonight you're gonna die in my garage. Tonight you're gonna die in my garage. Gonna die in my garage.
There was a mushroom, sad little mushroom. There was a meadow, ready to cry. There was a sparrow, gray little sparrow. There was an eagle, silent and high. And the Lord said, laugh, children, laugh. The Lord said, laugh, children, laugh. The Lord said, laugh, children, laugh. The Lord said, laugh, laugh, laugh. And the Lord, he said, I created for you a world of joy from out of the blue. And all that is left to complete the joy, just the laugh of a girl and boy. Yeah, yeah. And there was a garden, beautiful garden, held in the arms of a world without joy. And then there was laughter, wonderful laughter, for he created a girl and a boy. And the Lord said, oh, laugh, children, laugh. The Lord said, 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 laugh.
Laughing's important, isn't it, Jay?
Oh, it sure is.